You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as our newsmaker of the day in the KVML studio, Ken Allstott. He is the CEO of the Motherlode Fair. Good morning, Ken.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So the fair takes place next week, 4 days, Thursday, the 4th of July, through Sunday, the 7th of July, and pre-sale tickets are already on sale. Where do we find those?
So you're going to find those tickets at several locations: Tractor Supply, Grocery Outlet, Hearst Ranch, and you can also purchase them there at the fairgrounds.
You also have a special July 4th flash sale. What's this all about?
So we have coming up on July 2nd, our third and final flash sale. So you can either go online or come by the fairgrounds on Tuesday from 9 to 6 p.m., and you can purchase a family of four tickets for $4 each, good only for the 4th of July.
Because the fair does start on the 4th of July, I have heard, and you're going to be able to confirm this for me, are there going to be fireworks this year at the Motherlode Fair?
There will be fireworks, but they're only going to be on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But we do have a special event taking place on July 4th.
Which is?
Free concert. And this concert's been provided by the tribes of Tuolumne County.
So can you tell us who's playing in the concert?
Yeah, so a first-time appearance by a local favorite, Jennifer Grant, who grew up here in the county, and she's just released her third country single. After that will be Bonnie Bishop, and she's kind of a country rock sound out of Texas. And then to follow it up, the final performance that evening will be the Paul Thorne Band.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about some of the grandstand entertainment. Are you bringing back the truck pulls this year?
That's correct. On Friday and Saturday, we have the truck and tractor pulls, and the big diesel pushers will be there also. And then this year on Sunday, we have brought back the Demolition Derby. And we're really excited. This year, the promoter that's handling that out of the valley has over 20 cars committed for this Demolition Derby.
Can you talk a little bit about the livestock auction that'll take place?
Yeah, so you want to come on Saturday, July 6th. I'd come around 4 o'clock. That way you can kind of look at the animals and stuff and then be there for the auction. And then also come back on Sunday for the small animal auction. And those times are all posted on our website.
A lot of carnival rides this year?
Same carnival rides, yeah. There's three different ones that are coming in this year, and there's special packages that you can take advantage of on pre-sale. The one is the golden ticket. That golden ticket is $60, and the wristband is good for all 4 days. That's a savings of $60.
Every Motherlode Fair has plenty of food options. Oh.
So this year, we have three brand new stands that are coming in, and one of the items that people had been asking for that we weren't able to book is funnel cakes, and so we're excited to have funnel cakes back at the fair this year.
When it comes to the other vendors, is there going to be any type of a local focus this year?
There is. In the Manzanita building, which was recently renovated, will be full of nonprofit groups advocating, you know, their items or their projects. And then the food item in that place is going to be a local Sweet Peas. And Catherine will be handling the Manzanita building. And so you can go in there, visit our nonprofits, grab some great food. Also located in that building will be the cider tasting each day. And that's hosted by Indigeny, and that's from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell us about transportation to and from the fair.
So once again, we've partnered in with Tuolumne County Transit, and the two locations will be at the Junction Shopping Center and the Walmart Shopping Center. There is no service on Thursday, July 4th, but beginning Friday at 5 p.m., starting at the Junction, there'll be pickups, 5:15 at Walmart, and then dropped off at the fair. And then every half hour at the fair, we'll be taking you back to both of the shopping facilities to drop people off.
Is that a free ride, Ken?
It is a free ride. And if you make that ride, we're also going to give you a dollar coupon off to the fair.
Oh, that's very nice. All right, the hours, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So the hours are all consistent this year. We begin each day at 3 p.m. We close at midnight, except for Sunday when we close at 11 p.m.
That's easy enough. A website.
mlfair.org.
All right, Ken, before we wrap this up, anything else you would like to add?
Hey, we just like to tell you to come out and visit us this year, see all the new things. Lots of new flowers have been planted and lots of decorative items are going to be there. And of course, the theme is how sweet it is. And I want to add, we have a new exhibit this year. It was canning that was done. So we taught a class in March and to kids, And then they've learned how to can products. So we're kind of bringing some old school stuff back, and they'll be on display. So that built up our how sweet it is. And then, of course, we went back to the old Honeymooner show with Jackie Gleason and how sweet it is.
All right. The Motherlode Fair next week, Thursday, 4th of July, Friday, July 5th, Saturday, July 6th, and Sunday, July 7th. We have been speaking with the CEO of the Motherlode Fair, Ken Allstott. Always great to see you, Ken.
Thank you.